You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
Hi, I'm Anthony from 100% Good, and the industry frameworks that I think are most integral for uplifting artists are a pretty simple thing, and that is attention. I'm not the biggest fan of the idea of the industry plant idea, because generally I see that accusation levelled at artists that are just, for whatever reason, supported by the music industry, whether it be labels, promoters, or artist managers. So, yeah, I'm pretty suspicious when people level their accusation at bands, whether they're Nepo babies or not. But, you know, as our creative ecosystem shrinks, there's less music journalists, less platforms, less venues, it becomes harder for artists to cheaply or affordably kind of grow a base audience and create a buzz, or whether it's a local or international one. They're often competing on the world stage with, you know, the biggest artists possibly of all time, like Taylor Swift and people like that. So, yeah, I think as a general rule, if there's one thing that we could improve to uplift local artists, it would be just creating more opportunities for people to get attention and grow their fan base and, you know, take that music as far as it can potentially go. When bringing over international artists, matching local talent is definitely a big part of the job. Can be a bit of a mixed bag, though. Some artists like to be super hands-on and vet a list of suggestions, or sometimes even provide their own. Others can be a bit more hands off and let the local teams decide. But it's definitely, I don't know, I kind of think about it. I came up as a club promoter, and you're always kind of in that club mode where it's like, it's not just the headline show, it's the whole night, you know, you're kind of hosting. So you don't want to kind of mess that up by matching the wrong talent for supporting an artist. And I guess this kind of connection between supports and headliners can take things pretty far. A recent example would be a band I work with locally called Earth Tongue, supported Ty Segall on his New Zealand tour last year during the immense flooding events, and got on really well. As a result, Ty is actually taking Earth Tongue on a bunch of shows in Europe over the next 3 months, which is really awesome. And yeah, just kind of shows how connection in the shared language of music can connect across vast distances and create opportunities in perhaps a way that it couldn't in the past.
Cross it.
That was Industry Rider on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.